Hello, this is Stefan Grossman on the BBC World Service with our sixth show in the Guitar Workshop series. Up to now, we've discussed tunings, but in this show, we'll look at the key of E, which has always been a favorite amongst blues guitarists, especially in the Mississippi Delta. Each of the three great Delta bluesmen, Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, and Son House, had his own approach to playing in the key of E. Yet they all have something in common which is hardly surprising, as Charlie, Willie, and Son were very close friends indeed. They all played around the Delta and inevitably influenced each other. Delta blues in E is different from other regional blues in E. The guitar has a distinctive voice weaving behind the vocal. Charlie Patton's Pony Blues was a seminal guitar arrangement that greatly influenced many other musicians. So let's begin with that and go back to the late 1920s and a recording, it's pretty rough, on the Paramount Race record. It's full of old scratches, but let's listen to Charlie Patton doing Pony Blues. Well, that's just a little bit of a taste of Pony Blues by Charlie Patton. And what's important to remember, we're in a regular tuning, and if you just play a first position E chord, and around this we're going to be playing the arrangements that, whether it's Willie Brown, Son House, or even Tommy Johnson or Charlie Patton, they're using tricks around this chord. One of the basic tricks is to slide the note that you're playing on the second fret of the fifth string and slide it up to the seventh fret. Then we have another position, which has our index finger on the 7th fret of the 1st string, middle finger on the 8th fret of the 2nd string. And we're going to be using that quite often. So when we listen to our next selection, M&O Blues by Willie Brown, you're going to hear this. That slide, that position. Just straight in an E chord now. Now the difference here with this arrangement by Willie Brown is that he was the guitar player of guitar players on the Mississippi Delta. So his arrangement, to my ears, sounds like a jigsaw puzzle of guitar playing with vocal. So why don't we take a listen to M&O Blues by the great Willie Brown. That's Willie Brown doing the M&O Blues. Now, if you're a guitar player and have your guitar on your lap, don't be alarmed if you think you're playing in the key of E, but yet you're listening to Willie Brown and he's in F sharp, because a lot of the blues singers either tuned up or tuned down their guitars, as well as sometimes using capos. In fact, in this case, Willie had probably a capo on the second fret. Now, that slid note, however you want to say it in English, when you go from the 2nd to the 7th fret of the 5th string, is sometimes really employed in a great effect by a musician that was not of the Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, Sunhouse School. He lived just about 12 miles away, a man called Tommy Johnson, very well known because he was considered a great singer. And imagine, amongst his peers, Willie Brown was not considered a singer, yet when I hear M&O Blues, I think that's an incredible voice with incredible guitar playing. But Tommy Johnson was very well known for his singing, and especially how he would take a vocal and go into a falsetto quality. In his Bye Bye Blues, he takes again the pony blues of Charlie Patton with that slid note, and then he gets the 8th fret of the 2nd string and starts to what I call wham. Now I'm playing my 1st and the 2nd strings together, and above that he sings his song. When we listen to this version of Bye Bye Blues by Tommy Johnson, there's also Charlie McCoy playing 2nd guitar, but playing it as if it was a mandolin. So let's listen to Bye Bye Blues by Tommy Johnson. That's Tommy Johnson with Kansas Charlie McCoy playing Bye Bye Blues. And you hear that special blues note? Tommy kept using that right throughout his arrangement. And also every once in a while there'd be a nice bass run that reminded me of Charlie Patton. Well, playing in this key of E is very, very interesting. And what I find interesting to my way as being a guitar researcher and a guitar player is comparing, for instance, how three close friends, Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, and Sunhouse played in the same key. So let's listen to Sunhouse and what he does when he's playing in this key of E. And we're going to listen to a tune recorded in 1942 on a Library of Congress field recording trip with Alan Lomax when he went down to Mississippi searching for Robert Johnson, which I mentioned in a previous show. He didn't find Robert Johnson because he was already buried under the ground. but he rediscovered Son House, Willie Brown, and other great blues musicians. Son does the same trick with having that note go up, taking that same high position, and playing around that. So here we have Son House doing Depot Blues. Son House doing Depot Blues, and well, right throughout this program, we've been hearing this note so very much in all the different arrangements. Now, the key of E in the Mississippi Delta was usually played this way. There were people like Mississippi John Hurt who go like this. I'm an E. But they're doing something that I call rag in the blues. They're playing a very happy blues. How can you have a happy blues? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in our next show, when we're going to rag the blues and we're going to look at the key of C. And if you have any questions or any suggestions, or you want to hear anything more about the guitar playing that we've been presenting in this series of shows, write to me, Stephen Grossman, care of Guitar Workshop, BBC World Service, Bush House in London. So next week, we're going to be ragging the blues.